This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's going on, Info Warriors? You are now watching the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. I think it's pretty obvious what we're going to continue to see, not just in 2024, but as we go into the new age, as the great Owen Schroyer was just putting it. That makes perfect sense to me. As we advanced in technology, as we advance as a civilization, not morally, not spiritually, because obviously on that front, we're going backwards. We're deteriorating. We have a moral deterioration that the Bible does speak of. You can take a look at Romans chapter 1. God lays it all out right there. So when I talk about a advancement or a progression in society, I'm not talking about being all gay, woke, and everything has to be black. No, I'm talking about as civilization does continue to technologically advance, so will the psychological operations carried out by the deep state, carried out by these globalist rogue entities and governments and so-called politicians that claim to be actively participating in what they say is a democracy. We know everything is becoming engineered. We know everything is becoming a part of an algorithm. Everything that you are being presented on your smartphone, on your applications, social media, everything's aggregated. Everything is calculated. Everything is being presented to you via AI. Not to say that artificial intelligence is an evil thing, but it can be used for evil purposes. And that's with any piece of technology that we've seen throughout human history. And whether it be the advent of radio, the advent of television, any type of technological advancement in human history can be weaponized. And most of the time, I would say maybe 95 to 99% of the time gets weaponized against mankind. Why? Because the reality of evil, the reality of Satan and the devil, and obviously the reality of God, which is the enemy of Satan and the devil and his legions of demons, are going to do all they can from a spiritual perspective to attack those made in the image of God, to deceive the nations and plunge the soul into eternal damnation. That's the ultimate end game to all of this. But with that said, I think if you're the type of individual that kind of checks out when it comes to technology, kind of checks out psychologically, well, I don't want to learn this, I don't want to learn that, I think that's part of the psychological operation. A lot of, I would say, you know, older generations kind of have that mindset. Not all. But, you know, some of us have parents. I mean, I can speak for myself. I have parents. I have, you know, aunts and uncles that are like, oh, we'll just get the kids to set up my iPhone, or get one of those youngins to come in and help me with my PC or set up my iPad. I can't figure it out. Just figure it out for me and I'll push the buttons here or there. I think that mindset is actually disabling to civilization. I think that mindset is disabling to generations. And I think that's by design, to be honest with you guys. You know, I don't think we are meant to be in that psychological trap or prison. Especially if you're an older generation, just because you're older, have you really been convinced that as you age, you can't learn new technologies? You can't learn how to utilize or how to understand the functionality of the technologies that are all coming out in the future? I would argue that that's part of the psychological operation to get an entire generation dependent on the next generation that manipulates older generations to do away with them as technology advances. What am I saying? I'll talk a lot more about this on the other side. I'm not trying to knock older generations and say, well, you're stupid and you should figure it out. No, what I'm saying is don't let the New World Order convince you that you're stupid and that you can't figure it out because you're too old. Therefore, you can't understand the psychological or the technological manipulations of the future from the New World Order. That's what I'm warning against, because I think that's what's happening all around me as I continue to look around and see everything that's going on. So we will continue this on the other side, because I think this is part of what we're seeing as we go into the new age and go into the new future. And this is what the New World Order will want, a bunch of NPC zombies that just want them to think for them, technology.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Not only has the U.S. government been involved with psychological operations involving hallucinogenic drugs and theories of psychic abilities to manipulate the mind of an individual to control them, to bypass their will in order to achieve a goal with the individual for the future. But various governments and countries across the entire world have been involved with these types of operations, and technology is always right there accompanied. Technology is always right there accompanied. And of course, that's the art of fascism and these masters of propaganda, with the big government working alongside of big corporations within a nation, within a country, and a civilization, hijacking technological capabilities for what purpose? To manipulate the minds of the masses and manipulate the minds of millions of people. And I would argue right now, I think what's happening to us, what's happening to America, I could definitely could speak to you right now, is like you kind of have this front, and think with me, especially if you're older. Don't check out automatically. That's my point. You know, don't check out because you think that what's being said is offending your intellect or offending your so-called morality. I'm advocating that you don't let the New World Order cause you to believe that you're too old and you're too stupid to figure out a new piece of technology. Because if I'm the New World Order, if I'm Satan, if I'm these demonic legions, that's exactly what I want you to believe. That's exactly how I want you to function as a citizen of mankind, as a participant in this creation that God has given us as human beings, the human species. If I'm these satanic entities, any type of new piece of technology that comes out, no, humanity, don't get involved and don't understand that. Just let the government handle that. And then we sit here and we wonder why big tech has been hijacked by the Satanists and the Luciferians and the pedophiles and the globalists. And then we sit here and we complain that these technologies are in the hands of people that worship Satan and that are in the globalist New World Order machine. Is it because the technology itself is evil? Or is it the people themselves that are utilizing the technology that are evil for evil purposes? I would argue it's the latter. I would argue that it's the latter, because a piece of technology within itself, I mean, even theologically speaking, is not evil. It's the technology, it's the instrument itself, and the use for it could be used for good, could be used for evil. Just like social media is a perfect example. Social media can amplify the gospel message within seconds, within milliseconds. The gospel message could be preached around the entire world within seconds. And artificial intelligence could be utilized to translate the language to any nation in real time within seconds. Is that an evil thing? Is that a bad thing? No, that's technology being used for a good and a righteous eternal purpose. What I'm arguing is pay attention to how we are psychologically right now, especially in this TikTok age where you have Generation Alpha, you got Generation Z, and especially millennials that have been technologically hijacked and their minds have been brought down to this. Well, everything that I'm dealing with, everything that I'm listening to, and I have a lot of friends like this, and they're really irritating, by the way. These people irritate me, you know, that are like, oh, if it's over a minute, that's too long. I can't listen to it. If it's over 30 seconds, that's too long. I can't listen to it. Really? Like, you expect to win an InfoWar based off of little 30 to 1 minute pieces of intel that's distributed to humanity? Obviously, you could pack in a lot in a short amount of time. I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying, I think there's something too, and it's pretty obvious, especially like I said, with this TikTok age, and you have these generations that are totally hijacked and they're being trained. They're psychologically trained to tune out anything that's over 30 seconds to a minute long. You guys know people like this. I mean, especially if you're a millennial out there, you know, that are having children and you're watching this, you know, just throw the kids an iPad. Just let them just be psychologically tuned out. You know, become a vegetable, sit there and just drool and just look at the iPad for hours, and it calms them down, Drew. It calms them down. Yeah, now your kid's a zombie, and that's totally being taught how to think via a piece of technology, and what are they looking at? And especially if you're, you know, Gen X or boomers out there, you guys know, you've had kids, you have grandkids, or you have nieces and nephews. That are millennials or Gen Z or Generation Alpha. And I'm not saying all of us are like this, because I'm not like this. I love long form type of content. You know, a lot of people complained about Putin's interview because he gave a 600 plus year history lesson on an Eastern Western Europe conflict pertaining to his position, Orthodox entitlement to the land. And that was what? He spent like 30 minutes to an hour and a half just breaking that down to Tucker. Like, I love that kind of stuff. I'll sit there and listen. That's why I love the Alex Jones show. Just sit there and listen for 3 to 4 hours. It's fine with me. I just think that there's a psychological manipulation going on where don't listen to intelligence that's being broadcast for more than a minute long, because that's you don't have time for that. Oh, you don't have time for that? You don't have time for detailed reports breaking down some serious intel that may take a little more than a minute long? You don't have time for that? Especially when this is dealing with these false flag events. Now they're trying to convince the entire world because Vladimir Putin and Russia are the boogeyman. And Russian space nukes are about to be deployed from outer space because we tried to warn you that Russia, that Vladimir Putin is a threat. And these technological, okay, advanced psychological operations that are going to continue as we go forward into this new age, this new generation. When I say new age, I'm saying new generation. I'm saying, you know, like this New World Order globalist mindset. I love how Owen broke that down earlier because it really got me thinking. It's like new age, new generation. It's going to accompany an entire new way of culture and life and understanding technological advancements, because like, if you don't understand AI, you will not even understand how to identify it when it is presented to you, when there's a piece of false information, when there's a piece of real misinformation or disinformation coming from the deep state. And then you got big tech, and then you got big government, and then you got the deep state, then you got the rogue federal government in the United States, the WEFC. This is why you'll hear Klaus Schwab, and you'll hear, you know, these globalists like Noah Yuval Harari, and you hear them talking about technology at the World Government Summit. They all know this. They all make themselves very clear. They want to be what? Masters of the future by mastering the technologies of today and the future. And so where does that leave us? That leaves us, if you're buying into that psyop, well, I don't want to understand that. I can't learn it. I'm too old. I can't. That's for the youngins. Well, the youngins are being hijacked by Lucifer, and the youngins are the ones like Mark Zuckerberg, my generation, and Jack Dorsey's, right, that created these social media apps and that have been used as puppets for this fascist, rogue, futuristic regime to implement a culture of worldwide censorship and destroy the First Amendment in the United States of America. So what's next? You don't want to get involved with understanding technology. That's why there are a lot of senators and there's a lot of congressmen that don't understand anything, that don't understand any piece of technology or artificial intelligence or algorithmic abilities and capabilities and what these look like on these platforms. And then they call in these Senate hearings, or they call in these committee hearings, and they'll bring in Jack Dorsey, they'll bring in a Mark Zuckerberg, and all these guys kind of do is sit there and just like, these guys don't know what, they don't understand technology. We just sit here and say what we have to say and go home, wrap it up, and we're out. Where does that come from? That comes from generations not taking the time to understand the advancements of technology into the future. Therefore, the New World Order, okay, the next generations of the New World Order, they understand it. They're developing it. They're mastering it. So as they go further and they get not elected, but they get appointed and installed in serious positions of power, they're going to manipulate generations to come and generations that already exist that have tapped out and said, well, I'm too old. I can't figure this out. No, you're not too old and you can figure this out. That's a lie from Satan. I'm not here to offend you. I'm here to uplift you. I am here to convince you that there's an agenda out there, especially going after boomers, going after Gen X, going after older generations. Just tap out. Don't learn the technology. Don't understand any of this. Just get one of the kids to do it for you. Why? Why?
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Sit down and have, you know, maybe an hour to 2 hour of quiet time, just conversating with God, reading the Word, reading the Bible, and praying things out, and, you know, asking God for direction, while at the same time taking a look at the world around you and understanding what's all, what are these technological advancements? Maybe I should. And I've dealt with people like this, guys. Like, I was in ministry, the youth pastor for like five, six years, and I remember it was, what year was it? It was the year 2017, somewhere around there, 2018. And I remember going to the senior pastor of the church. True story. I remember going to the senior pastor of the church, and I was really paying attention to the developments of To the Stars and Tom DeLonge and Lou Elizondo and all of this developments of disclosure of anti-gravitic craft, and we're coming one step closer with the Nimitz and the Tic Tac with Commander Dave Fravor, and off the coast of San Diego, and these UFOs are real. The it's in existence. It's all in existence. The UFOs, the aliens now, because now we have very credible sources coming from the federal government. We have credible sources coming from the Navy. We have credible sources coming from the military that nobody can deny. And it's to confirm the fact that there is some kind of extraterrestrial life out there. The church has to have an answer for that. And I saw that developing pretty quickly. And I remember I went to the pastor and I said, hey, man, I think we got to be ready. I think they're getting ready to move here. You know, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I think the church is going to have an answer. What's our theological response? What's our theological response when you got the U.S. government with credible sources coming out and saying, well, there are these non-human biologicals. They're out there. They're swarming around in the sky. They're interdimensional. There's something else out there. We're just saying. And I remember telling the pastor, and I said, we got to have an answer. I know the answer. I have a biblical stance on this, but I think this is something that the culture is really getting ready to dump on the next generation. And they did. And they did. It fast forward real quick, especially last year, where the same deep state that tries to tell you that we're a democracy and Joe Biden won the 2020 election by 80 million plus votes and your elections are secured and fortified, trust us. Yeah, that same deep state that's telling you that your elections are fortified and secured in 2020, but they're not in 2016. Yeah, that same deep state is coming out and telling you, well, we have the U.S. government is in possession of non-human biologicals. Yeah, we got aliens. It's all real. All real. It's definitely not demonic. There's no satanic tie to it. It's all real. You can trust us on this one. You can trust. Yeah, yeah. Okay, give me a break, right? You're going to believe the deep state when it comes to the existence of aliens, but you're not going to believe the deep state when it comes to, well, your elections are secure. Yeah, I don't believe them at all. But anyways, I remember telling the pastor, I think they're getting ready to roll this out. And sure enough, they did. Last year, they started rolling out more whistleblowers, and they had the congressional hearing on the Hill. And that's when they had the, I think it was from the Air Force. This is Chris Grosch. I forgot his name. He came out and said, oh, yeah, we have these non-human biologicals. I'm like, wait, what? And everyone's like, oh, aliens exist. The government told us aliens exist. Even Blink-182 from Tom DeLonge and To the Stars started printing out T-shirts that said, Tom was right. Aliens effing exist. Like, oh, why? Because the government told me so? Oh, great. Okay. Okay. Yeah. And they did it. They rolled it out, and there it is. And they're going to continue to push that Project Blue Beam. You really look into this stuff, man. They will launch that false flag someday. Will some extraterrestrial threat will be presented by the government, and it's going to have to be dealt with, and it'll unify all of humanity. Even Ronald Reagan said this to the UN. You guys remember that? Years ago? Was it the UN? Yeah, I think years ago. Ronald Reagan just came out and told everyone, wouldn't it be interesting that some kind of extraterrestrial, outside, off-world threat just happened to, you know, present itself to humanity? Then maybe we would be unified as one. It's like, oh, okay, wow. You might as well just tell us. So, but I remember talking to this pastor and said, I think we have to have a solid theological stance on this issue. And at least as, you know, watchmen and shepherds, just warn the flock about this. This is something you need to be on the lookout for. It's going to probably challenge your own faith. It's probably going to challenge the faith of your children. There are some theological implications to this. Let's address it. Let's get ahead of this. So when it happens, the church is grounded. And you know the answer I got? The answer I got was, well, that's just a bunch of nonsense. We don't need to do that. Nah. This is a senior pastor, right, of a Calvary Chapel affiliate. And I'm just like, what do you mean? It's a bunch of nonsense. Like, you may think it's nonsense, but this is going to bring levels of deception tied with so-called technology that they claim is magic. Okay, like the Bible talks about that in the last days, there are going to be satanic lying wonders. You know what that means in the New Testament? That means that there will be false miracles. There will be what appears to be miracles that are energized and empowered by Satan that will look like actual miracles right before your very eyes. How will you know whether it's demonic? How will you know whether it's satanic or whether it's coming from God or not? Just surface level. You see a miracle right before your eyes. How do you know where it's coming from? Or a technological miracle looks like magic right before your eyes that defies the laws of physics and gravity and everything we know about science, propulsion, and aerodynamics just right in front of you. You witness it. You watch it. Your eyes aren't lying to you. Is that of God? Is that Satan? What am I dealing with? Oh, what a good question. Because the Bible forewarns that's what you're going to be dealing with in the last days. And don't think for one second. See, this is why I'm making this point, because it's a level of arrogance. That pastor I had a conversation with, that was arrogance. The response I got there was arrogance. Oh, that's just a bunch of nonsense. We don't need to do that. Oh, no, we don't need to waste our time with that. And then a couple years later, they all roll it out. And all the culture, even some people in the church, are like, oh, aliens are all in existence. We don't know what it is. What's going on? The Bible's never addressed this. Well, read Ephesians chapter 6, and it'll break it down for you. But people need to understand this. Because when that pastor told me that, I knew. I was like, no, this guy's not ready. He's not ready. He's not ready for the future. He's not equipped for the future. Because the future is going to be accompanied with technological, very sophisticated levels of deception, okay, that the church is going to have to deal with, whether you like it or not. And if you don't even attempt to understand these things, well, then you're already deceived. You're not going to last 2 seconds in the future as a born-again Christian. Because when this deep state, rogue, federal, satanic, Luciferian government starts rolling out all these sophisticated levels of deception and psyops from false flag, Project Bluebeam, extraterrestrial threats to Russians about to launch nukes from space, just wait till they launch the AI, deepfake, advanced psyops and false flags, and then all I'm saying is, don't be arrogant to sit there and think, well, I don't need to know about that. I don't need to learn about that. All right, well, you've already lost, and you're already deceived. We'll be right back. We have a lot more.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab, and you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special, the last half of January 2024, is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are back. Shout out to everyone watching on X. Make sure to share the broadcast. Repost it. If you guys are watching on X, you guys can follow me at Drew H Live on X. Make sure to follow me on Rumble. That's rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I have my own show Monday through Friday. Go live 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But I want to show you guys something, all right? There's this article that's been floating around on X this morning, especially with the release of the Apple Vision Pro goggles, this new VR reality. This is the New York Post. I'm pretty sure the crew could find it. Apple Vision Pro users returned $3,500 in cost of their headsets. They say they cause extreme headaches, motion sickness, and a quote from one of the users is, "It's like a torture session." You see, what's interesting is this is how they get the public used to this kind of stuff. And speaking of technological advancements, as they want you jacked into a VR reality in the future. I mean, you have Apple rolling out their Apple Vision Pros, and thousands of people are returning them because they're getting, like, they're discovering just how much of a torture this is psychologically for the individual. And all they're doing is using a software interface that is similar to your iPhone. You have your home page. You could look at Safari. You could probably watch a video and, you know, have that spatial, you know, experience with your VR goggles on as you walk around, and you could, you know, do the hand movements. But that has an impact on the brain. That has an impact psychologically on the user and the individual. Now, what happens when this piece of technology can't be returned? What happens when this piece of technology cannot be turned off? What happens when you end up in a Black Mirror episode where there is no return? Where you are experiencing a torture session psychologically forever because you decided to buy into a piece of technology without fully understanding what the experience is truly going to be like, because the day will come where this technology will become a part of permanent being. I mean, you take a look at Neuralink. I'm not a big fan of brain chips being integrated into the human mind. I think it's a sign of transhumanism. One can argue that could be used for purposes of good in the medical healthcare arena to help people with brain damage and different neurological issues to help them function as a human. And without it, they wouldn't be able to. There's an argument there. Pieces of technology can be used for good, like I said, like I started this broadcast. However, how far does that really go? And when it becomes a matter of choice, and when it becomes a matter of, well, do I get a choice as to whether or not to use this piece of technology or not, that's when it becomes a problem. And you see, there are maybe naive individuals out there that might say to themselves, well, I'll always be given the choice. You'll always have a choice because you have been given free will by God. But you're never going to have an easy path to making that choice. And I think we're all experiencing that now, especially in 2024, where, again, there are more exposés coming out that it's confirmed. Yes, Spygate, the Obama campaign, did indeed spy on Trump, his allies, even before he decided to run in 2016. Now we do know that the feds forewarned and preemptively warned Twitter 1.0 that the Hunter Biden laptop story was about to come out, and it's misinformation and disinformation right before the election. Shut it down. We know that technology gets manipulated. We know that big tech has been harnessed and has been weaponized against mankind. Do you really have a choice on Facebook to say what you want? Do you really have a choice on X to say what you want? Oh, yes, you have freedom of speech, but you don't have freedom of reach. Whatever the hell that means. I'm not a fan of that. I just think billionaires taking it upon themselves to redefine and reinterpret the First Amendment of the United States is insane to me. Sorry. Okay? Not sorry. And a lot of people on X are still experiencing some massive levels of throttling and deboosting, one would call shadow banning. So do I really have the freedom to say what I want? I can speak for myself. My X account is totally throttled. Do I really have the freedom to say what I want, especially on X, on Facebook or big tech? These are all byproducts of what? An advent of a new technology, a progression of technological advancements that have been presented to us via smartphone, via algorithm, via software CPU advancements that have been compacted. Hey, look at the computers of the 80s compared to the computers now. And now the future, they will be in your brain, smaller than your pinky nail, okay? And the point is this, is if we're not even going to have conversations about what these technologies look like and the regulations on these technologies will be in the future, well, then we shouldn't complain. Okay. If one, you don't even want to understand them. If you're part of that generation or that TikTok generation, well, 30 seconds, 1 minute, I'm out. That's too long. I can't handle this. I'm going to check out. I'm just going to go, I'm going to go watch some pornography. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, yeah. I can't handle doing this. I'm a 5 second man. I'm just going to turn on some Pornhub and jerk it for a little bit and, you know, just blow a load off in 5 seconds. Yeah, is that your generation? Huh? Yeah, that's your generation. You don't want to engage intellectually with ideas. You don't want to engage the New World Order, right? You can't spend more than 5 seconds, right? Really, really downloading intel. Yeah, what about that psychological operation? You got a bunch of masturbators and pornographers out there that are, this is crazy. It's like, I can't listen to someone talk about, you know, technological advancements and making sure we understand the technologies of the future so we could prevent a takeover that's more than 30 minutes. But I can, you know what I need? I need to go watch like a porno, you know, and blow a load in 5 seconds. That's what I want. Like, all right, dude. You're definitely not being hijacked by the New World Order. Your mind is definitely not being hijacked by Satan. It's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy to think that that's where people are psychologically. Blows my mind. But it's the nature of sin, correct? See, but this is what I'm saying is people need to understand, like, what really is being done to you via technology? And what does the future look like with these future technologies as these begin to develop, as Owen Schroyer said in the last hour, this new age that we're all going into, this new generation of technology and people that understand it and people that do understand it, people that don't want to understand it, so they get manipulated, they tap out, it's too much for them, and they just, and then they see, but this is why you can't complain. You like, don't sit there and complain, all right, that this entire generation is hijacking the future and they're doing it through technology when you never even stopped to try to even understand how any of this stuff works. Yeah, that might offend people, but, you know, I don't really care because that's the future of what we're all dealing with right now. Okay, this is not what's going to happen in 10 years, in 5 years, or 20 years. These things are being developed now for the next 100 years. And technology that's already been developed 20 years ago, that's now being rolled out to the general public and being manipulated and weaponized against mankind today, now we're all starting to face these things. So what does the future look like? Because people may think they have a choice, but do you really have a choice? Can I really say what I want to say? Without some kind of algorithm, whether it's a human throttling your account or whether it's an algorithm throttling your account, do you really have the ability to say what you want to say? Do you really have the ability to do what you want to do legally and lawfully in the bounds of the law? Do you really have the freedom that you think you have in a technocracy? People always want to cite 1984 and people always want to point to 1984. People always say, especially here on InfoWars, the answer to 1984 is 1776. What does 1984 even look like? And do we even understand the technologies to be able to even push back on a 1984 in the year 2050? Do we even have the intellectual capability to push back and even understand what a 1984 even looks like in the year 2090? Serious questions. And if you tap out intellectually, I would argue you probably wouldn't even be able to identify it. It's staring you right in the face.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Make sure to follow me on X at Drew H Live. You guys can find me on Rumble, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez, or just follow me as you search for me on Rumble, Drew Hernandez. I'm the only verified Drew Hernandez on there. So we go live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in today. Also, make sure to check out the InfoWarsStore.com right now, because there are sales going on, and without your support, the InfoWar will not continue, and it's up to you guys to keep InfoWars alive. There are various sales at InfoWarsStore.com going on right now. 40% off Winter Sun Plus, 40% off Nitric Boost, 40% off Turbo Force Plus. Make sure that you guys are supporting the InfoWar right now. We thank every single one of you guys that are contributing in any way, shape, or form, because without doing so, that's how we get destroyed. Especially by the corporate mainstream fake news media machine, because they're being funded by all of these globalist machines, and we are supported by you, the people, and we're in God's hands. So we thank you guys for supporting us on a daily basis. With that said, guys, you know, let me make this point as well, because as you look at the levels of desperation from the deep state, and you look at these levels of desperation coming from these globalist regimes, whether it's in the United States or whether it's in Europe or Australia, Canada, doesn't matter. When these people begin to lose their grip, when they begin to lose their grip on power via their paranoia, their greatest fear is losing control. And so when you understand the mind of these Satanists and these globalists and these Luciferians, when you understand the way that they think, then you begin to kind of like discern when they make their moves and why they make their moves. And look at where we are right now in this election year. Look how quickly things have escalated. Fast. We're only, what, 2 months into 2024? And there's like, there are already shootings going on at the Kansas City Super Bowl parade and celebration. And the media is dropping that story because they won't confirm that it was black people. Of course. We've already seen another homosexual show up and shoot up a church in Lakewood. We've already seen that. And these operations are already continuing. We've already seen a lot of movement from the deep state attempting to make Biden look like he's something that he's not, because they're trying to distract the public while at the same time there's this internal struggle within this machine. I think they want to throw Biden overboard. I think they want to just get it over with and bring in someone more evil and more controllable. And that may be Kamala Harris. I know Roger Stone firmly believes that it'll be Michael Obama, and I kind of agree with them. Or it could even be a Gavin Newsom. Whoever it is, it's going to have to be someone younger, more controllable, and literally in the palm of China, the deep state, and every other nation that is against American interests. You see, we've already seen that these people are willing to indict Trump multiple times over nothing. And now Fannie Willis in Atlanta, now she's getting put and exposed. She's being put in the spotlight, in the black light. No pun intended. She's being exposed for her shadiness, and they're weaponizing the FBI against Trump with the Mar-a-Lago raids. And we've seen Biden exposed for having classified documents. It was, that was so crazy tonight in the Putin interview when Biden went up there when the report came out that he had his classified documents in his garage in his house. He's like, oh, it wasn't as bad. I just had, you know, my staff had them in my garage, and they have them in filing cabinets that were locked. It's not like it was Mar-a-Lago or something. But the double standard there and the hypocrisy is, oh, well, Trump does it, it's bad. But when Biden does it, it's good. It's okay. It's not that bad. But they'll probably use that to throw him overboard as well. The point is we're getting into a, not just an election year, but we're also getting into, obviously we're in an election year, but we're getting into the phase where the replacement migration agenda is fully operational. They're replacing Americans with the third world. They're saying it out in the open. Democrats are saying on the news that the people we care about the most are undocumented Americans, whatever the hell that means, right? They're making their priorities clear that illegals are priority over veterans. And we're seeing this, that they're emptying elementary schools in New York to bring in the illegals. That we're watching all of this in real time. And just wait till these people get activated. Wait till that operation comes to its next phase. We're watching the phase of importation, occupation. Activation is coming next with these illegals. Wait till that. Strap up, America. Buy tons of guns, tons of ammunition. Don't rely on 911, I'll tell you that. Don't rely on the military. They're going to rely on law enforcement right now? No, when these people get activated, it's going to get really, really bad. And I'm not advocating to go on the offense and kill people. What I'm saying is always be ready. Second Amendment to A up to the teeth, you and your family. And be ready for self-defense, because that day will come. What, do you think these people are here to just live a better life? You think these illegals are here just because they want to mow your lawn? No, dude, these people are here to replace you, and they even know it. They're here to replace you, and they even know it. And wait till they get activated violently, like they have in Europe, like they have in France, and like they have in Germany. It's going to happen here in America as well. It's not fear-mongering. Give it some time. It'll happen. Give it some time. Because they're in the phase, like I said, of importation, occupation, and they will be activated at some point in the near future. Especially if they rig the election again, and we're just totally screwed. We're going to lose the country. We are going to lose this country. We need divine intervention is what we need. We need Christ. We need God. We need full national repentance to heal our land. We haven't had that yet. That hasn't happened. This whole country worships homosexuality. This whole country worships depravity and sexual immorality. This country worships slaughtering babies on a daily basis. Not you, the viewer, that's against this. But collectively, this nation's culture is built on those foundations. Everything opposite of Christ, the Bible, and biblical principles. Nationally, when this culture finally decides to bow to Christ, then we're going to see some change. But we haven't gotten there yet, guys. We haven't gotten there yet. So I'm interested to see what direction this nation goes in, especially after November here in 2024. But one thing I will say is don't underestimate these people and the lengths that they're willing to go. It's not just about they want to deceive you. It's not just about they want to prove themselves as more psychologically advanced and they have the ability to manipulate you and they're just, you know, having meetings at hotels and behind closed doors, just laughing at everybody. They're doing that. It's not about that. We know this is about power, control, and obedience and allegiance to Lucifer. And so with that, when they lose control, when they begin to identify that power is slipping through their fingers, this is when you start to see some serious levels of deception, psychological manipulations, these sophisticated psyops, not only in the media, coming from the military, intelligence agencies. You're going to see more mass shootings. You're going to see more operations and false flags. You're going to see more on a scale that is really advanced. And why? Because we are gaining traction. The populist movement and the info war and people waking up to the truth as you share the links and you share the transmissions and you get the intel out there and you have your own conversations with people. People are waking up to what the Great Reset is. People are waking up to who Klaus Schwab is and the WEF, and people are waking up to how everything is engineered against you. The economy, the media, everything has this satanic agenda that's against humanity, that's against America, that's against your prosperity. Just living your life as a human being. People are waking up, and a lot of people are waking up, and that's an identification that what we are doing is effective, and they know it. And in that mode of paranoia, in that mode of the fear of power slipping through their fingers, every mind that gets pulled out of the matrix, every mind that gets jacked out of the simulation, their fear increases. Their paranoia increases. Therefore, their operations through desperation, fear, and paranoia will become more aggressive, will become more sophisticated, will become more frequent, and will become more out in the open. People will respond to that. They will either identify it as a insane tyrannical machine that claims to be democratically elected and functioning. We live in a constitutional republic, even the rhinos will say, where people are going to just accept it. And people are going to have to make a decision, and it's going to be accompanied with technological advancements. So don't be a sitting duck. Don't become a zombie and just tap out. Be ready. Learn, learn, learn. Advance, advance. With the culture, as they learn as well. This is how we fight back. We become the culture. All right, guys, War Room's coming up next.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.